Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Germany's a great city.
But he's gay.
What is the freaking Texans doing?
Expired.
Secret Hitler?
Let's got to do something. That's unsuckable.
Okay, we apologize.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Indeed, it is the club. Although, right. Shocking development, I've went way too long. So now we're going to get a shortened club because, well, sports. It's a busy sports day.
See, that's...
We had a lot of stuff to cover today.
That's the problem, man. Yes, Rop is gone, but this might have been one of the better days for you to be a solo host just because of all of the stuff that was, like, nonstop over the weekend, man.
Rop texted me yesterday, and believe it or not, he was actually pretty apologetic. Because when, like, one of us is gone, it's always sucks because then you're dumping it on the other one. You're like, hey, it's a holiday break, and we like to give Rop a hard time. Seemingly because he has the immune system of, like, a two-year-old.
Supposedly, my God.
Rob claims that he's now healthy. He boasted, like, not too long ago that he's never sick anymore and that he's robust. And sure enough, like the first holiday after that, he gets sick. And I like to give him a hard time. But neither one of us wants to dump on the other one when you're sick. It does stink because it's way harder to do a show by yourself. And so, like, you know, you try to give the other one the heads up if you're not feeling very good. So last night he texted me and he was like, hey, heads up, I don't feel that good. Started feeling kind of crappy on Friday. We'll see how I feel, you know, tomorrow. But yeah, nice little heads up. So I was like, all right. So last night before I went to bed, I just kind of do a once over, which I do anyways on the weekend. But you do it once over and you're kind of like, all right, I can talk about this. It took me about 2 minutes to be like, yeah, I'm fine. We're good. Woke up this morning, did the same thing. And because he texted me and said, hey, I'm not coming in. And my response was like, dude, whatever. You could have done like 9 hours today.
Yep.
There was just so much. So if you are going to be a little bitch, as Rob likes to say.
Make the
choice to be sick, as Dan Lanning would say. Today was a good day. There was so much. I didn't get to a stitch of NFL stuff.
No.
Because it was just all college football. So if he's gone tomorrow, we'll just end up doing an entire day on the NFL because it was kind of a bananas weekend.
Yeah, it'll
in the
be
NFL.
Like a full Tickle Trunk Tuesday.
Yeah.
Bursting at the seams.
Yeah. So the only NFL I got to was like hot NFL uniform talk. Someone did point out, too, that the Packers uniforms, They are still made by a company in Wisconsin.
Yes, they are the only NFL team that does this. You're correct, sir.
And they use the 2000 Reebok template.
Yep.
It's like a different color. It's a different mesh than what you buy. Like when you go buy a Packers uniform in the store, it is different than what the Packers actually wear on the field.
Yeah.
Because it's made by a company in Wisconsin and they just throw a Nike logo over the top of it.
Yeah, those players actually, they've talked about how they like wearing that jersey because it's a little lighter compared to like the current stuff. But yeah, if you look like on the field, you can see Jordan Love's jersey has that mesh in it. It's like the old school, almost like practice jerseys that like, I don't know, you were in college in like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yep.
I played in high school in like the 90s, man. That old mesh, that's just right up my alley, memory lane, man.
When we switched, when I got to BYU, we were a Nike school.
Yeah.
But we weren't like
the Nike school?
Well, there's a difference between like being a Nike school and like having them supply you.
So you didn't have the sponsorship deal, you had a supply deal.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yes, we had a supply deal. And then after my first year, we became a Nike school.
Okay.
But all of our uniforms were Wilson.
Oh, God.
And if you want to know how unimportant you are, our stuff was all Wilson stuff, and then they took a patch.
Yep.
So, and then we just sewed it over all of the Wilson stuff. And it wasn't like, it was very crude. Like, it was like, so our pants were white, and they just took like I'm guessing they just found like old Nike stuff that was white, and they just cut like a rough circle around the swoosh, and then crudely stitched it over the Wilson logo.
Oh, that looks bad.
And it was the same thing on it was such a bad look. So for that first year, if you looked, it was so janky. And then I think the second year I was there, our jerseys were new and they came from Nike, but we still had Wilson pants. And it's funny, we all wanted the Wilson pants.
Yeah.
When they sent us the Nike stuff, most of us still chose the old Wilson pants. And we wore that for like a year, and then they made us they wouldn't do it anyway. Apparently Nike gets all pissy about that stuff.
Shocking.
So yeah, we had to actually get rid of all the Wilson pants.
That was like players in Major League Baseball spring training a couple years ago. They wanted to try to wear the old jerseys still, and Nike was like, you can't do that.
Oh yeah, dude, it's a whole thing.
Like, I bet.
They even tell you what you can wear on the sidelines.
So, oh yeah.
Like when my old coach, my offensive line coach, who I've talked about, his name was Roger French. He was the worst human being that I ever encountered in coaching circles. He's just, rest his soul, whatever. But I'm not going to pretend that because he's dead, that dude wasn't a colossal prick. That guy was like the worst human being. Seriously, like, it is amazing. Like, you can coach, you can just be an awful, awful human being. And then when you retire or die, we are like, well, he was an eccentric man and he got the most out of his players. And I'm like, yeah, dude, everyone hated you. He was terrible. But he was like 1,000 years old, and he refused to wear any of the coaching stuff.
He just wanted to wear like, what, like a 30-year-old sweatshirt or something?
Sweaters.
Oh, God.
So he...
Oh, I know where this is going.
So he had like old, like, Sansibelt slacks. Like the 1970 slacks. And then he wore like old BYU, like, V-neck sweaters.
Ew.
And... It turned into a thing, and the coaches, like the head coach, would like yell at him and be like, "You have to wear," and he refused. And all the logo was old stuff. So when we switched colors, we switched logos. He refused to wear anything new. So same thing. They took the new logo, cut a weird patch out of it, sewed it onto his clothing. But while we went from like royal blue to navy blue.
He went back.
So he would have like a royal blue V-neck sweater with a navy blue patch roughly sewn on the chest of it. And he refused. He refused to ever change. These are my clothes. You can't tell me what to wear. Yeah, it turned into a whole thing. Yeah, they determined you get your choice on what you can wear, like, of their stuff. But they, like, when you're on the sideline,
you have to choose Nike stuff.
Yes. And it's the Nike, and it's not just Nike stuff. It is the stuff they provide on the same thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
When you're on the sidelines in the NFL, which I was because I didn't play, when you get to the stadium, they have a select set of, like, approved clothing. And you get to choose from that set.
Does it change week to week, or is it just?
No, it's all the
standard
stuff. So every NFL team is the same. If you meant like all the coaches' hats, all the sweatshirts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So they may have like 5 different sweatshirts, 4 different pairs of pants, a couple different t-shirts, you know, whatever. But it is all, and you have to choose from that. Those companies pay a lot of money to have that stuff on the sidelines, and you will not wear anything other than league-approved stuff.
Unless you're old French, apparently. My God, dude.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. When you get one of those old crusty bastards that just chooses to do his own thing, it's incredible. The only thing that he was forced to wear was the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let him because you couldn't cover those up. He wore like old, I think they were Apex.
It's like, no, get those the hell out of here. Throw them in the fire.
Yeah, they weren't any brand. Maybe they were Spalding. He had like these old coaches' cleats that he refused, and you couldn't and you couldn't cover them up. And so I think, if I remember correctly, they may have spray painted them black.
No,
because he refused to wear modern Nike. So I think they just spray painted his old like Joe Paterno shoes. I think he just spray painted them black.
Dude, this sounds like an old T-ball team just trying to throw stuff together. Are
dude, my this
me?
Guy. The best part is he eventually got rid of him because he got the gout. So his foot swelled so much that they had to like cut the side of his shoe out.
Oh.
So that his giant foot could extend out. So I think when they started to do that, then I think he eventually switched over to like the Air Monarchs, like the Pete Carroll special.
Yeah.
So I think they allowed him to be put in those. But yes, at some point, my offensive line coach was wearing spray painted shoes and like 1978 gear with a crude BYU Nike patch over it.
I love this, Suk. There are so many stories out there about guys like Mike Nolan who, you know, they actually follow the rules, but they want to wear what they want to wear, and you hear about that. You don't hear about the old curmudgeons. You don't hear about the coaches that are like, F you, I ain't doing this. I love this story of compliance. It's hilarious.
Someone said, Coach French strikes me as the sort of guy who would love today's NIL world. I would give anything. Like, if I had like a monkey paw sport wish, I would love to teleport old Roger French into today's NIL world and see what happens. And by the way, people ask me all the time, because I talk about him, like, if like this is real. Dude, that man was 100% real. He was married to the same woman for like 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't live in Utah. She lived in Minnesota.
What?
He coached at BYU for like 30 years. He lived in the basement of his pastor's home. He was there for 30 years, never bought a house. He just lived in someone's basement.
And never took another job closer to home.
No.
What a weirdo.
His wife lived in Minnesota, and I think she wanted it that way.
I was going to say, yeah, she didn't want him at home, did she?
No. He was the most unique.
God. Thing.
He was just the most, just, I don't think he could exist in today's coaching world. I don't think it would work.
There's some HR issues there, I'm sure.
Dude, like, they have a.
Sounds like he treated you very nicely.
Oh my God. That guy. I want to write like a, you know, Ted Lasso is like the feel good story.
Yeah.
I want to write, instead of a Ted Lasso, I'm going to do Roger French. And it's just going to be a story of him. I think it would be a monster hit. There are so many good stories. He broke a finger opening a bottle of water.
Oh.
That happened. He once blew out his shoulder raising the roof, trying to get the crowd loud to cheer on the defense. Blew out his shoulder. I once watched that man's hernia pop over his shorts and flop out.
Oh, God.
During practice, I then watched him go and shove his hernia back in and then cuss the trainer who was coming over to deal with him. They were like, dude, you need medical attention. I watched that man dog cuss the medical staff to get away from him as his hernia was flopping over his pants.
Suk, I have experience with pushing a hernia back in. He needed surgery. Yeah. My God. Wow.
I'm telling you, if you're a TV producer out there, talk to me. Because if you think Ted Lasso was a hit, no. Instead of Lasso, it's just going to be called French. Dude, I got 30 years of that man. He's just an incredible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Incredible. Hell of an O-line coach. Knew what he was doing. But just one of, like, he was like, the world of football was a different place back then. And I think you could get away with it then. I'm not certain that it works in today's NIL world, but I would love to see it. I would love to see his reaction when a kid comes to him and says, I need $1 million or I'm not coming here. Something tells me he might have a problem with it.
I think, Suk, I think you just came up with, like, the best idea for a book. Like, so you just stories about how coaches acted and treated you. It's like, Coaches Talking to Me, or some kind of fun title like that. You could sell tons of copies of this.
He was the most unique individual that I ever came across in the history of my brief little world, dalliance into sports. Never seen another human being quite like him. The creature that was Roger French.
It's really funny to Google him and then see, like, the one picture of him smiling, like when he was getting, like, recognition or whatever at the university. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look so pleasant, sir. God.
Tell a story about, like, getting into, because he was, like, 70 years old. Tell us a story about, like, getting into, like, a fight with some ruffians where he took, like, a bike chain. And we thought, like, he played for, like, the Lions in, like, 1952. Yeah. And we were like, I thought he was telling us a story about 1952. He's like, no, it was this summer.
What?
Just like a 70-year-old man with a bike chain, like, let's do this.
I'm not sure I'd want to get into a fight with him. He'll bite you.
Oh, dude.
He'll bite your ass.
Yeah, dude, like a stiff wind could blow that guy down, but he was one of a kind. All right, I meant to get to absolutely none of that we did, so... All right, we come back. I've got some bear news. I got some closet news. I got some Disneyland stuff, some gym stuff. We got a ton of stuff to get to as we roll through with Club 1080. I guess it's just the club now because it's not Club 1080. It's Club 105.1 The Fan right here on 105.1 The Fan. Saw this story, which I enjoy. Now, it's a sad tale. But at the same time, like, I always chuckle when I hear excuses of crimes. Because it's one thing, like, you know, we've all had that. No one, I think Kevin Hart did a great bit once about no one means to F up their life, right? No one decides to wake up this morning and say, hey, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to F up my life.
Yeah, hopefully not.
But sometimes when you see something that has gone horribly wrong, and then, like, you get to ask that person, like, while they're being arrested, hey, exactly what were you thinking? It's always fascinating to hear the sort of, well, you know, not a bad guy, just... Things got out of hand.
The excuses are... They can get pretty hilarious.
Yeah. So this is Bexar County, Florida. This was just a few weeks ago, about 2:20 in the morning, they responded to a shooting and found 35-year-old Noel Denzel Miller with multiple gunshot wounds in an upstairs bedroom. So not good, right? I mean, it's tragic.
Yeah.
Man died. It's not good. Yeah, he got to a hospital and he died. And so a woman told investigator that she and Miller had just gotten home. This is about 1:30 in the morning, they come rolling in. So she was showering, and she heard four gunshots and then found Miller wounded, who okay. went on to later die.
Yeah.
She also found her ex-boyfriend, 23-year-old Shatik Wilson, was standing in the doorway with a gun.
Oh, no.
He briefly took her phone and told her not to report him and then took off. They later found him at a friend's house about a mile away. He allegedly confessed. You know, obviously now he's been charged with murder. Got a whole mugshot there, which is, you know, there's nothing interesting about that story, right? Ex-boyfriend shoots new boyfriend dead. But I did enjoy the excuse that he made.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, he said he entered the home around 1 a.m.
I think it's obvious why you were there, but let's hear what you had to say, sir.
Yeah. So I'm just interested in the way this evening went. So my man decides to go into the home around 1 a.m. And he hides in the closet, because who doesn't break into your ex's home at 1 a.m. and hide in the closet?
Now, oh, yeah. Common occurrence.
Common occurrence. Now, he said he had no intentions of hurting anybody. Just was there.
With a weapon.
Well, you know, hey, man, you got to stay strapped. It's Florida. Come on. Florida, man.
God.
So he goes into the closet, and he said that he was expecting her home a little sooner than, you know, than
1 a.m. or whatever?
Yeah. So he was there. And nothing was going on, so he drank a bunch of alcohol, because who doesn't also bring alcohol into the closet along with the loaded firearm?
So did he bring this himself, or did he, like, grab a fifth from, like, the top of the fridge of his ex-girlfriend's apartment and just take it into the closet with him?
That it doesn't say.
Dang.
But it does say that he's just hanging in the closet, and he was drinking the booze, and okay. he was waiting to surprise her.
All right.
Because he wanted to surprise her.
I love you, honey. Surprise.
More importantly... He also had this on him, and this is important. He was found. He had flowers and cocaine.
So my
man broke into his ex home with flowers, potentially alcohol, and cocaine, and a loaded firearm. That is a hell of an evening. Now, unfortunately, the new boyfriend also showed up, spoiled the whole evening. He also claims that it was self-defense. He claims that it was the ex-boyfriend, or the new boyfriend, that attacked him. And he was there simply saying, whoa, 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 I just got flowers and cocaine and all this booze. He's claiming he was then attacked and was forced, in self-defense, Florida, stand your ground, that he was forced to shoot the current boyfriend.
Is it standing your ground when you're hiding in the closet of somebody else's dwelling?
I just like, I don't know, there's part of me that I enjoy. This is just like, it was one of those things that came across my timeline, and I was like, huh. And I got to wondering, had the boyfriend not shown up, what does happen? If you come home and your ex is there and he's like, honey, surprise, I'm in the closet, and he's got flowers, like a fifth of whatever. Maybe he's got some Cavassier, maybe some Grey Goose. I don't know, whatever you're into. And he has a bunch of cocaine. Does that turn into a great night?
Quite the party kit he brought along.
You know, so I got to wondering how quickly your life can change. You try to do something nice for your ex. Maybe you're trying to woo her back. You know, it is the holiday season. That could be like a Hallmark movie, right? Like, you know, you feel like this is the one that's, like, meant for you, so you're like, how do you woo her back?
All right, I've got the pile of cocaine, I've got the perfect flowers that she loves.
Yeah. God. Well, I mean, look, I know that the breaking and entering isn't the best thing in the world, but I ask you, if you broke up with your wife, and you guys were, like, on a split, and then you came home, and she was waiting in the closet for you, and she popped out naked and was like, honey, I'm here, and I have flowers and cocaine. Oh, I thought that could be a very nice evening. Until this stupid new boyfriend shows up and attacks this guy, the more I think about it, I think old Noel Miller here, he may be innocent.
Oh, yeah, you know, just always packing because he knows that maybe something like this could happen. What are we talking about?
Also, like, the poor bastard that's, like, there, he's got this, you know, imagine, like, you're dating someone brand new. You know, it's like your first night. You're like, she, like, invites you over to, like, hang out. You're like, hey, yeah, why don't you come back to my place? You know, you're probably going to get lucky or whatever. She goes in the shower to freshen up for you. You're hanging out on the bed. And next thing you know, my man busts out and he's like naked and he's like, hey, I got cocaine and flowers. You're like, ah. And then next thing you know, dude's getting shot.
Ah.
Florida. Only in Florida or possibly Missouri.
I was going to say in a lot of other places too, man. You said it at the beginning of the segment that relationships often go like this, where there's an ex involved with the current one that's still not really wanting to, but maybe sort of wants to talk to the other one. Like, and people get upset, people get hurt. I can't remember how many episodes of Forensic Files I watched where it was just a lovers' quarrel, essentially, or somebody that was sleeping with one of those lovers that got mad and killed people.
I will tell you, the closet actually looks pretty nice, though.
Oh, does it? Like, could hang out for a bit.
Well, I mean, it's well organized. Like, in the grand scheme of things, if you are going to hide in a closet, it seems like a pretty decent closet.
Is it a walk-in?
No, not really. Okay. You know, but it's like a mini kind of walk-in. But it's like, it's well-appointed. Looks like she's got some nice shoes. Everything's hung up nicely.
It's well-appointed.
Well, I mean...
the closet that the gunman was hiding in, very well-appointed area.
All I'm saying is, like, if you were waiting to surprise someone with flowers and cocaine, you could have done worse than hiding in this closet.
I mean, if someone came to my house and it was my wife and we were broken up and she had cocaine and flowers, I'd be like, hell yes. If she had a gun with that, I'd be like, hell no.
Someone said, what, you've never closet surprised your ex? Boy, you guys leave vanilla lives. Exactly. Someone else saying, what's her favorite caliber of ammunition? That's an important thing. What if she really likes 9mm, but you brought 45? Sounds like a keeper to me. Yeah, that man, you know, it's a fine line between... like criminal stalking and fighting for your love.
That's
like,
true.
You know, if someone tells you that like they don't want to see you anymore, are you supposed to just be like, well, I'm done? Or do you fight for the woman that you love? And in this case, hey, cocaine isn't cheap nowadays. That man bought flowers and cocaine and possibly booze. That's an expensive evening. And let me tell you, bullets aren't free either. Hello.
God, yeah, those are going way up. Actually, those have just climbed in price.
I'm just saying, maybe my man Noel here. Maybe he's a good looking fella too. He's not a bad looking guy. Got a little, got a little mini afro going on there. Good mustache.
Oh, that's the key right there.
Yeah, kind of looks like Kenyon Barner a little bit. It's not a bad look. He's a handsome fella.
I don't think Kenyon Barner wants to be.
Well, I don't
think
you want to be. You know, I'm just saying. He's kind of a handsome guy.
Oh, Florida, dude.
I just thought, like, when I was reading that story, I was like, oh, yeah, cocaine and flowers.
Cocaine, flowers, and killed the current boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, maybe this, you know, this holiday season, if you're trying to win a loved one back. Yeah. Flowers.
Flowers, a little key bump, something like that.
Someone said she's all about the Magnum. That is true. You want to, like... If you're going to bring a gun, you want to bring like a manly gun, right? Yeah, I want to be
it needs to be a big gun. Yeah.
No. Yeah, you got to, you got to really bring. Yeah, you can't show up with like a little like 22. No one respects the 22. You need a man's gun.
No, guys don't want to show up with small guns.
No. You got to show up with that, you know, at least a 45, right? Bare minimum.
You don't want to have gun shrinkage, sir. That's not a good thing.
No, you can't have that. All right, we come back. Is Disneyland actually too expensive, or is it about what Disneyland just is? And would you want this in your crawl space? Also, a gym etiquette question that I came across today. I was put in a little bit of a tough spot.
I saw your tweet about this, and I want to get to it, man.
Don't know what to do, but I decided to leave it alone when the club rolls on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, I gotta make business decisions. Because I might have got a little long. Today.
That's okay.
Been battling that clock.
Got a long week of clubs.
Yeah, plenty of stuff to get to. I will say that two things that happened in my day-to-day life. One, I was called out by Fan Man. I've done something, and I don't feel good about it. I feel quite hypocritical, but as I've stated many times, my hypocrisy knows no bounds. So one thing I did, I think I did the right thing today, and one of them, I think I did the wrong thing. But I came in today, and Fan Man immediately called me out on it. I did something that I've said for 20 years that I would never do.
Okay.
And I'm not proud of it, kind of ashamed, but at the same time, I'm kind of happy that I did it because I really like it. I bought a pair of New Balance shoes.
What?
Yeah. Yep. I bought New Balances.
What caused this? Why? What?
I have long.
What broke in you, sir?
I have long said that under no circumstances that you should buy New Balance shoes. You just shouldn't. It's just, there's just, as a grown man, I mean, they even made a movie about it. Ryan Gosling even said, are you Steve Jobs? Are you the billionaire owner of Apple Computers? No, that on no circumstances should you wear New Balance. New Balances are for people that buy clothing at Costco and they've given up. If you start wearing New Balance, just buy elastic jeans and you've given up. And I don't want to do that. Because it happens. I had this conversation today with someone. My New Balance shoes were commented several times today.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And they were like, wait. Except this one. This guy was like, hey, I really like those. He goes, God, those are New Balance. He's like, ah. He's like, I like those. And I was like, right? And I was like, I feel a little weird. Because you eventually all turn into your parents, where you stop caring, and then you start wearing Kirkland brand everything, and that weird, like, that little brand where the little spider that they sell at Costco, and you start wearing quarter zips, and then you wear, like, Spalding shoes.
Oh, I have one of those spider jackets, actually. I just put it in the wash over the weekend.
Just burn that thing.
It's comfy. But shut up.
I broke down and I bought a pair of New Balance shoes. And I was like, I was fighting because I keep seeing this one style of New Balance. They're like these New Balance 327s. Because now, like, New Balance, supposedly, like, kids are wearing New Balance now, and like,
really?
Shohei Ohtani signed with New Balance. And I just kept seeing this pair of shoes out there, and I was like, I really like those shoes. But I was like, they're New Balance. And I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I was like, oh my gosh, like New Balance. I didn't want to buy them because they were like 100 and whatever. It's like $150. And I was like, I'm not spending $150. Well, I was told you that I'm in the middle of starting my holiday project where I'm going to build a dining room table. So I was on like Facebook Marketplace looking for slabs, looking for a live edge slab to buy so that I could make my dining room table.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, freaking the algorithm, they must have known that in my mind I was thinking about New Balance, because what popped up was like a brand new pair of these New Balance, these 327s that I had been looking at, and they were in Happy Valley right by my gym, and they were like $30. And they looked brand new, and I was like, oh my God. So I reached out, and the lady was like, I've never bought shoes on Facebook Marketplace. Like I don't, why am I buying used shoes? The lady's like, they wore them like one time, they were too big for my husband. And I, she goes, I'll just leave them on the porch for you. Put the money under the porch.
Nice.
And I was like, and it was like 1 mile from my gym. And I went and picked them up. And now I own New Balance. And I really like them.
You wearing them?
Yeah, I'm wearing them.
Okay.
And I was really like, I was really self-conscious about it too. Like I wore them the other day when we were like walking around and I was like, God, it's like wearing like I was putting them on and I was like, oh man.
Nobody look at me.
Like no one look. It's like that, like when you try to like wear a fedora for the first time, I was like, oh my God. But I wore them and I really liked them. And so I wore them today and immediately I walk into my gym and one of my buddies is like, seriously? Like you wearing New Balance? I walk into the office. The first thing the fan man says to me, he's like, really? It's like, because I may have made fun of Dusty for wearing New Balance at some point over the years. And I used to make fun of Mike Lynch because Mike Lynch always wore New Balance because they made like the fat foot shoe.
Yeah, they do make wide feet shoes, yes.
And I was like, I don't care. I always said I'd rather spray paint my feet than wear New Balance. I broke down and bought a pair of New Balance shoes. And I'm not proud of it. I'm really not. I'm still self-conscious about it. But I really like them.
And are they comfy?
They're very, very comfortable.
And that's all that matters, brother. You do you, boo. You don't have to care about people looking at you and pointing. You can just kind of, you can compartmentalize that words. Just kind of let it roll off.
It is like, I don't know. There's just something in me that like, it feels wrong. I feel like I'm doing like, this is like I'm living old man dangerously. This is like what might feel like to like go get flowers and cocaine and a gun and hide in your ex's closet. Ooh. That rush, that's the feeling I get. I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Bet you that guy had New Balances on.
Wearing some sweet new, wearing some sweet New Balances.
That's where he hid his gun in his New Balances.
So my buddy was like, he goes, hey, if it makes you feel any better, because he's got a kid in high school. He's like, all my, because they're like baseball players. He goes, all the kids are wearing New Balance. He's like, it's all right. It's like New Balance doesn't carry the same connotation. Like New Balance apparently is like making like a comeback. And I'm trying to convince myself it's okay that I'm wearing New Balance and that I haven't given up and I'm not becoming my father.
I think New Balance for kids now is what Vans were for me when I was in high school. So yeah, wear away, sir.
See, I wear Vans all the time.
Well, Joe Montana's been advertising those for years.
The slip-on checkered Vans have been a staple in my life forever.
Oh no, that's Skechers.
That's Skechers. Now I will tell you right now. Under no circumstances.
No Skechers.
Will Skechers will ever go on my feet.
Gotcha.
There are still a couple things. Like, now granted, I said...
You have standards, damn it.
I said this about New Balance, and I broke down. But I feel like now that I've moved a little bit on the New Balance, now I still think a lot of New Balance look like absolute, like, crap. But I've moved a little bit on my New Balance stance, but I'm still holding firm to, I'll be damned if I wear a pair of Skechers or Crocs. It's not happening. And I won't buy my shoes at Costco. It's not going to happen. I'm not buying my shoes at Costco. I'm not buying Skechers, and I sure as hell am not wearing Crocs. I still have some level of standard.
I saw a pair of Pumas at Costco over the weekend. Did not get them. I was like, no, don't do it. So I didn't, to your point.
Someone said, Suk, this is the gateway shoe. He'll be buying them full price and wearing them to formal events. No. See, like, it just...
You're gonna get Birkenstocks soon. Suit.
This is my fear. Is this the gateway drug? Did I just start smoking reefer madness? And the next thing you know, I'm shooting up heroin. I'm hoping it's not the case, but I did. I broke down, and Fan Man was like, "You better admit to this." And I did. I could have hid the shame of my New Balance, but no. Look at these. I thought these looked pretty good. I was pleased.
No, I like the color scheme.
Yeah.
A little gold on there.
I'm not going to lie. I still feel like I haven't settled on whether or not I can keep them. Like it's one of those things. This is like they've been worn twice. This is the trial run. And the beauty part is, this is why I didn't want to buy them. Because if I spent like $150 on them, then I'd feel like I have to keep them. But buying them $30, if they're bad, I'll just throw them in the trash. I have not settled on whether or not the New Balance will live in the closet. But I feel pretty good at this point. Yeah, I'm getting some positive feedback, and it's helping ease my New Balance anxiety.
I knew that they were kind of like pooed on, but not this much. Wow.
It was that over under 2 years, Suk is wearing Skechers. No, it will not happen. There has to be like a line that you draw, and under no circumstances you don't cross that line. That line for me, Skechers. See, this is what I'm talking about. You start wearing New Balance, next thing you know, people are saying that you're wearing Skechers and hang 10 cargo shorts from Costco. No! standards. Have to have standards. Put a bow on this when we come back. Will that about do it for us? Tomorrow, we don't know.
Maybe Rob will be back.
Maybe not. We'll see what happens. Man. So Rob heads the crud, in theory, back tomorrow. If not, we'll be back. I'll be here. The Schnitzel Wolf will be here.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy whatever the hell is happening here on Monday Night Football, an absolute ass-kicking on the part of the Patriots and the Giants. And so much to get to. Still more college football stuff as we move towards championship week and the NFL stuff that we didn't get to at all. So plenty of stuff, and the introductory press conference for the Oregon State Beavers' new coach goes on tomorrow, and maybe we get some clarity on what's happening maybe with Tosh Lapoy. So as the world turns, or in this case, as the coaching circle turns.
I want to hear your gym etiquette story, too, during the club tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
Plenty of stuff to get to tomorrow. So primetime, 3 to 7, right here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.